It's the fifth Sunday of Lent, Passion Sunday. Welcome to today's Lentcast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. The Roman station today is St. Peter's on the Vatican Hill. The present basilica replaced the first one built here by the Emperor Constantine over the grave of St. Peter. He was buried in the cemetery next to the Circus of Caligula, where he had been executed. This is the greatest church in all of Christendom. The interior area is 3.75 acres and by some estimates has a capacity of 60,000 people. As you enter the basilica, you look straight at the great baldachin of bronze designed by Gian Lorenzo Bernini. It was recently cleansed and restored. And beyond that, to the massive sculpture group of the chair of Peter, held up by doctors of the church, surmounted by the famous alabaster window of the Holy Spirit. Along the nave are huge niches with monumental statues of founders of religious orders. As you walk in, turn your head to the right and you can see the chapel where Michelangelo's Pietà is held. On this Sunday, many relics are placed on the main altar of the basilica and the veil of Veronica is put on exhibit. Ever since Septuagesima Sunday, the church has been liturgically dying, or pruned. In life, we lose things as we age before we go to the grave. We're sort of like rose bushes. They have to be pruned, a painful process, so that we can bloom more beautifully in heaven. And so we lost the Alleluia at Septuagesima, and then we lost the Gloria and other things during Lent, and decorations on the altar. Today, in the older form of Mass, the Eudica Psalm and prayers at the foot of the altar and the Gloria Patri at the end of certain prayers is also no longer said. From here on, the pruning will take place even more when we get to Holy Week. Again, this liturgical pruning imitates how the Lord himself pruned himself of his glory to save us from our sins and to teach us who we are, and we are our rights. From Toward Easter by Father Patrick Troadec. Neither by the blood of goats or of calves, but by his own blood, Christ entered once into the holies, having obtained eternal redemption. To understand properly what St. Paul tells the Hebrews, we have to understand that in the Old Covenant, the high priest entered once a year into the Holy of Holies to sprinkle the altar with the blood of goats and bulls offered in sacrifice in the temple. What the high priest used to do was a figure of what Christ himself carried out with his own blood, by his own sacrifice on the cross. After original sin, the whole history of mankind was oriented toward the one and eternal sacrifice of our Lord, which now, ever since the Ascension, is mysteriously but truly perpetuated on our altars during the holy sacrifice of the Mass. The whole history of salvation is gathered in the cross, which is the most moving revelation of God's love for us. If it is true that there is no greater love than to give one's life for one's friends, what are we to think then of the degree of love of our Lord for us, he who went so far as to die on the cross after enduring horrible sufferings? O Jesus, during this Passiontide which begins today, I am going to contemplate thy sacrifice. From this moment I want to consider attentively the price of my salvation, namely, thy blood, the blood of a God. Help me to consider the intensity of thy love for me, love which led thee to become priest and victim in order to open to me the gates of heaven. Help me also to associate my sufferings with thine own. From now on, I am going to continue my work of penance, not only to expiate my sins, but also to unite myself more intimately to thy holy passion.